integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, so I definitely think it's less sugar, more energy, better life. That's the equation. But how in the heck can we break the sugar cravings, the sugar addictions? Oh, that good old sweet stuff is so sweet, and it feels awful sometimes when we have to say goodbye to it. Dr. Weiss, can you help us?
Well, yeah, because there's two things that I talk to patients about sugars. No, well, Holly, I've never been able to only talk about two things in my life.
That's very true.
At the same time, I'm working on finishing sentences, though. Thank you, Holly, for
you are
that.
Doing great, too, comma.
I mean, growing.
Period.
I do know what that means. I'm up to speed here. Not like last week when we were talking. So with sweet cravings, there is a difference between liking sugar and craving sugar.
Yeah.
Liking sugar is normal. It's one of our four macromolecules. We've got sugar, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. So it's one of our four that builds human bodies. Good. It's okay to like sugar. It's okay to like fat. It is okay to like vegetables and proteins. But it is incredibly not good to crave.
Right.
And all of us out there know that difference. If you sit down, I know when I'm craving sugar is when I sit down to a beautiful meal and I'm thinking about dessert. I mean, yeah. I have a spectacular meal in front of me and I'm going, what am I doing for dessert? And I know that my candida is up there just getting its voice on. It's saying chocolate and all these things. Is that, I mean, do you differentiate that clinically for your patients? Do you separate that out?
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to do so because, you know, a lot of people say, hey, it's just willpower. And they want to blame themselves because they can't say. But we have to understand. I just didn't finish that sentence. Sorry. So because they blame them because they can't stay away from the things that they know they want to. First of all, that if you stay away from it, they're going to get closer to their healthcare desires and they can't stay away from it. And I think it's important to guess what? Identify and treat the cause. So if we can help people, for example, a lot of times fatigue, our brain is really, really smart and our brain is always going to try to take care of us. So if we have constant and chronic and persistent and protracted fatigue throughout the day, right, which the daytime is when we're supposed to be full of energy, living our lives, kicking it up, there is sometimes a want for energy. And our brain knows that the quickest way that we're going to feel energized is through a very simple carbohydrate, which is sugar. And we're going to go for it, like almost mindlessly. I know this because when I travel and I cross time zones and maybe do a really quick trip to New York City and back, and I'm all cattywampus when it comes to what time I'm supposed to be awake or where my rhythm is supposed to be. My diet's pretty great, and my diet is pretty solid, and my diet is pretty consistent. But I will go for, I'll just have that craving because my body in some way, shape, or form is needing it. And that is different than me actually making a conscious choice that I'm going to have a bite of that cheesecake.
Yeah. And what I let people know is that this sugar craving is always going to be tied to any pathology they have. For example, if they have arthritis, it will be worse if you crave sugar and you are feeding that craving. If you have fatigue, if you have heart disease, for absolute sure. I mean, I'm the anti-sugar doc as a naturopathic cardiologist. I am the guy who's saying white sugar or these processed sugars and these cravings mean inflammation, sugar spikes, and everything bad that goes along with that. So don't plan on it. So here's how I treat it. I start the body with good bacteria because there is a fungus called Candida albicans that I believe, and most naturopathic doctors believe, is in your intestines having a say-so in your cravings. And when that dies off, then you will have a better shot at the cravings going away. And I'll give them, I'll sort of alternate, Holly, oregano oil capsules and probiotics till it's gone. Do you do something
similar to
that?
You know what I do? Yeah. Here's what I do all the time. So oregano oil or other plant tannins, I actually dose them in the morning and closer to lunch, right? So I give that good antimicrobial, antifungal effect of those natural medicines, okay, natural plant phytomedicines. Then allow some time to pass. And guess when I dose the probiotic? At night, by their bedside. So then we have the entire night where that can take place. You swallow that good bacteria, it can hopefully grow and colonize, because it's a turf war down there. And as you said, hey, candida and yeast, they're normal flora. There we live, if you've ever taken a microbiology class, you know, they have you like swipe your cell phone or under or a picnic table where you eat and put it on a petri dish. Stuff is going to grow. We live amongst all sorts of bacteria, virus, fungus, you name it. There are mm-hmm. funguses among uses. There just is, right? But here's the thing.
Some of us more than others, sure.
That's right. If we have our good bacteria, it's a turf war. It's the, they're like, nope, you can live in your little colonies, but you can't grow because we're here. We're taking care of this host, and the host is us. But as soon as that good bacteria starts to be diminished, and that can happen through antibiotic use, dietary measures like alcohol, certain other medications, too much stress, and cortisol, you've got these little buggers are opportunistic. So they're like, oh, we can get in there and set up housekeeping. So that happens. And then the cravings start, because boy, oh boy, you're right. Mm-hmm. Candida will spur on a sugar craving like nobody's business.
Yeah. And I think your timing there is very important, where you killed off candida in the morning and in the early afternoon or noon. And then you took the probiotics, the beneficial good bacteria, in the evening. Listeners, that's very important. I think we should maybe blog on this, Holly. I mean, I can put that together for us, because that timing will make all the difference in your effect. And also, within 2 or 3 days of starting that, you'll already notice a significant difference. Another thing that I'll have them do is eat more protein, and especially starting their day with protein and a protein powder in the morning. Just had my wife start doing this, who is a slowly recovering carboholic. And she just can't live that way. And she noted, and right away when she started with protein, just a scoop of protein powder in the morning, her day, her energy was more even. She felt better, everything.
Well, I got to tell you, she's
you're
it's
Miss CrossFit, so.
Well, she got rewarded for her bad behavior, because she looks amazing, no matter what she's been putting in her body. So
this I will not argue with you. Now, the other thing, a lot of people say, well, what do I do if I have a craving through this? Because they do. The cravings, especially in the first week of doing a protocol like this, will break through. And I have them take a teaspoonful of honey. And honey, in my experience, doesn't stimulate the growth of the bad bacteria. Are you on board with that, or are you kind of thinking there's a better substitute?
No, I actually think, well, we've talked before on the show, and you can go to radiomd.com on demand and see some of those things about what sugar substitutes mm-hmm. we think are best. Honey is great. There's actually some good research coming out. It's antimicrobial, can be antimicrobial as well, believe it or not. And also other things like stevia, perhaps, which is a plant that is not going to feed the bad bacteria and the bad fungus like candida and other non-candida strains of yeast.
I want to jump into a little bit of naturopathy. And we, when we're lucky, we get to practice this old core naturopathy. We're over 100-year-old profession. We're not new. We're just re-emerging ourselves as a profession now of doctors.
I hate to interrupt you, but I want to talk about that just for 1 second, because sure. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll correct people, because they say, oh, you mean traditional medicine. Traditional medicine meaning conventional, like, you know, unlike mm-hmm. traditional medicine, they're talking about allopathic. We naturopathic doctors practice traditional medicine. This was going on many, 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 many thousands of years ago. Conventional medicine is more allopathic, mainstream Western medicine. Just wanted to make that clarification. Go.
Yeah, and an important clarification. And then now we'll jump back to why that's important, because when we were 100 years ago practicing, we talked about something called auto-intoxication. And that was not the toxins from the industrial evolution, the pollutants and stuff coming from the outside in. It was the inside out that was poisoning us, and it was candida. Candida has over 300 different neurotoxins.
So auto-intoxication. Okay, so to decrease your sugar cravings, you want to make sure you got good gut health, probiotics. You want to start your day off with a great protein, maybe even a protein shake, and perhaps use a sugar substitute. Here on RadioMD.com, we're going to help you stay well.